profanation of the Jewish cemetery. The Nazis were not content with tormenting the living Jews, they also vented their spleen upon the dead. A special labor battalion, what was referred to as a brigade earlier, a special labor battalion of Jewish workers from the camp was ordered to uproot and smash all the tombstones in the cemetery, to tear down the wall and reduce the Requiem Tabernacle to rubble. This ignominious work lasted for nearly a year. Slabs of prime marble were transported to Germany. Ordinary tombstones were used to pave the camp yard and the yards of various German institutions, or they were turned into gravel for paving roads. And this Jew, this Rav, the very Russian Rav, was the last Rav, as it were, in the Rav, before the war, was saved by Christians in Lvov. It's also something you need to know about. He was saved by Christians in Lvov, hidden in a church throughout the war years, provided with food, clothes, everything he needed, locked in an attic. This didn't happen very often, but this is what happened in his case, and he describes it in great detail, and it's something to read. In any event, he's sitting in this little attic writing these notes. He writes as follows: in the library where I'm writing these lines, I have found a small collection of papal bulls. And the bull is issued by Innocent IV on September 25, 1259. We read about a strict ban on profanation of Jewish graveyards. Let no one destroy or profane a Jewish cemetery. So the church already had to prevent people from destroying Jewish cemeteries. And so he says, so it turns out that profanation of Jewish cemeteries is not a modern invention. Our history, however, has never seen anything like the cemetery profanation perpetrated by the German thugs. Now, continue to a later passage in the book, page 104, if you get yourself the book. About the middle of December, I went through a very difficult day, which caused me a great deal of grief and pain. On the morning of our departure for work, there were three large trucks waiting at the gate to take us to the old graveyard at Spitalny Street. That's the graveyard. I'm adding the words. That's the graveyard where the market is now. That's where the Chamsi was buried. That's where the Taz is buried. Now I continue with his words. At the graveyard, two SS men were waiting. They ordered us to pull down the tombstones and load them onto trucks. Wielding axes and shovels, we set about this dreadful work of sacrilege. This was perhaps the oldest Jewish cemetery in all of Eastern Galicia. It was inaugurated in the 13th century. It was closed in 1855. The Maratz Chayes was the last Rav buried in the Lvov Cemetery. Brought him from here to be buried next to the Great Gedolim in the Gedolim section of Lvov. This graveyard was a silent testimony to the vibrant Jewish life in Lvov. Rabbis, heads of... I better stop. I added the words that Maratz Chayes has moved here. It doesn't say it in the text. I'm just informing you that since we're standing now in Jolkiv. I come back to the text as I have it in front of me. Rabbis, heads of yeshivos, great Torah scholars, important Jewish personages lay buried here, as well as Sephardic Torah scholars who had settled in Lvov after their expulsion from Spain in 1492. They were probably founded the first Torah study institutions in Galicia. In the winter of 1941, the Religious Affairs Department of the Judenrat decided to undertake a project of photographing and recording the inscriptions on the tombstones in the graveyard in order to gather materials for future historians. I know a group of youths who took upon themselves this holy mission, but the photographs and documents must have disappeared together with the Jews who compiled them. I stopped for a minute. I sat today at lunch with an archivist here in Lvov. He didn't know about this passage. I asked him, do you have the photographs that were taken? He says, they have the photographs. They have the photographs here in Lvov, the photographs of the cemetery that was destroyed. And I paid him on the spot money, and I told him, give me copies of as many photographs as you can, and he said he'll have it in my box tonight at the hotel. We'll see if it's true. I'll charge him nothing later.